this fog. You can hardly see a hand in front of your face.
Josephine.
You'd think that coal shortages would have some beneficial effect.
Josephine.
On the other hand, from what one hears, they're burning anything they can in the power stations at the moment.
Josephine, that is not an answer.
I know it's not. It's a statement.
You are avoiding the point. Bill has a predicament. His landlady is 9 months pregnant.
Well, that's his landlady's predicament. No one's suggesting Bill's culpable, are they?
Of course not. But first he'll have to put up with a wailing infant all night. Then she'll need his room. You could help him out.
This is Brook Street. Oh, it must be, mustn't
you
it?
You have a spare bedroom.
Do you think Claridge's really has a pineapple?
Josephine, half the flats in London have been flattened. And you are going out together.
But that's precisely the problem, you see. Working together, seeing each other socially, and on top of that, living in the same space. It's a delicate balance, Susan.
It's bunk. That's what it is.
Oh, come down off your high horse. When did you last share your existence with someone?
What's that got to do with anything?
It's relevant. You can hardly criticize me for not taking the plunge if you won't even get out of the bathing hut yourself.
At the risk of mixing metaphors, I would classify that as a low blow.
All right, Susan, I apologize. But we're independently minded women, both of us, and we have to accept the fact.
The line between independent woman and crotchety spinster is a fine one. For my part, if I'm not in a relationship, it's not a matter of principle. I simply haven't bumped into the right man.
Susan!
Oh, golly jeepers, I'm really sorry. Are you all right?
Susan, where are you?
I'm down here. I'm fine.
This fog. Let me help you up. I just came out of Claridge's.
Really? Is it true they have a pineapple?
Sure they do. Are you certain you're okay, miss?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Oh, my bag.
Can't be far off. Ah, yes, here, look. I really do apologize.
It's not your fault.
No, it is. It truly is. Straight on for Claridge's, though. Good night, ladies.
Good night. What a charming man.
I suppose so. Ah, there's the entrance.
Wait a minute. My bag.
What about it?
It's open. My purse, it's gone.
Then he must have... Come on, after him. This way or that or I'm
sorry. Daunt and Dervish by Guy Meredith, with Anna Massey as Josephine Daunt and Frances Barber as Susan Dervish. Episode 5, Base Metal.
That's not quite the point, officer.
Waters broke shortly after midnight. In the absence of a husband, I had to run for the midwife.
Yes, what happened to the husband?
He went missing in Italy in 1944. She won't admit it's not his. Gestation period of an elephant, clearly.
Anyway, the birth went well?
If lengthily. I've been boiling water all night. If only I'd had some coffee to pour it over.
We are not a law enforcement agency. You are.
Oh, she's still exercised about this theft.
Rather more than it merits, in my opinion.
Goodbye. Well,
really. No luck in tracing the pickpocket.
You should have heard the desk sergeant. If you are private detective,
Josephine, there was 10 shillings in the purse. It's not the end of the world.
It's a matter of principle. More than that, reputation. Being victims of crime is hardly likely to attract clients.
We're not really to blame. The thief was very smooth.
Smooth?
Adept. He must have picked up the bag and removed the purse all in one movement. And he seemed somehow to be genuinely remorseful.
I can't believe it. You're actually making excuses for the man.
Sorry, just one moment. You told me this before, but I'm afraid I'm half asleep. He was American, you say.
Which doesn't make it any better.
And good-looking?
Rather.
Fair hair, blue eyes, pale complexion?
No, rather tanned, but the first two...
Small scar on the jaw, just here.
Bill, do you know this man?
I should do. I put the scar there.
What?
Mike Marzipan Marsley. So he's back in business.
Mike Marsley is one of the best pickpockets in the trade. Never been prosecuted, as far as I know, which is why the police are no help to you.
And he worked in London before the war?
Oh, he's quite the Anglophile. Posh hotels are his hunting ground. He must have taken you two for a pair of wealthy guests.
Whereas, in fact, we were going to see Claridge's fabled and, as it turned out, mythical pineapple.
But how did you come across this criminal?
Well, it was in my solitary gumshoe days. A businessman had lost his wallet and wanted it back with no questions asked. I traced it to Marsley, who, if anything, was the less crooked of the two. However, he wasn't too keen to part with the wallet, so there was a slight altercation.
Hence the scar.
It'll be good to see him again. It really will.
The resumption of a beautiful friendship. It's like Casablanca, including the fog. Where exactly are we going, Bill?
Well, on that occasion, Limehouse was where I tracked Marsley down to. It's the perfect place to lie low. A melting pot of all nationalities.
Plus, he certainly won't be living the life of Riley on the contents of my purse.
Yeah, so it's worth a try. Listen.
What is that?
And who exactly is in peril?
Let's see. We must follow the strains.
The International Seaman's Mission? You really think he'll be here?
It's cheap, cheerful, and all he needs a little faith to get a bed for the night.
Though in Marsley's case, not much charity.
I wouldn't judge him too harshly. From my short acquaintance, I found him a complex type. Sees himself as a Robin Hood figure.
He gives to the poor?
Well, let's say half a Robin Hood figure.
You were right, Bill. There he is.
Where?
Third row, just beyond that tall negro.
Ah, yes. He hasn't changed. As you say, skin's a little more weathered, but...
Before we start admiring him, perhaps we could take the time to apprehend him.
What now? In the middle of a hymn?
Susan, the man has your money. What are you waiting for? Divine retribution?
Hold on. He's seen us. He's making a move.
There's another exit on the far side. We'll lose him again if we don't look lively. Come on.
Oh, Josephine!
Over here. Quiet a moment.
Oh, damn this fog. He's given us the slip again.
I'm afraid so.
Well, there's no need to sound so pleased about it.
I'm not pleased.
Or regretful for that matter. Where's Bill?
He can't be far off.
What was that?
Help!
He's coming from over there, next to the river. I hope it's not Marsley.
Well, I hope it's not Bill.
I found him!
Hello? Can you hear me?
It's neither of them!
What's happened to you?
Oh, he's slipping fast.
Loosen his collar. There are no obvious wounds. Artificial respiration, perhaps.
Lost him. But I don't know about no obvious wounds.
I see what you mean. His right arm, it's swollen up like a balloon. What can have happened to him?
I don't know. There's something here in his pocket. Pasaporte de la República Argentina. José Antonio García. Born Buenos Aires, 1912.
Poor devil. Maybe he just landed here. What should we do?
We have no option. Call the police.
What?
I still cannot believe you did that, Josephine. What on earth were you thinking of?
Susan!
It's one thing to call the police, quite another to give a man's name away. To say that we were pursuing Michael Marsley.
I had to explain what we were doing there.
She's right. We have our license to think about.
Tosh, since when were we hand in glove with the police?
Susan, the fact that you've got a soft spot for the man...
I've only glimpsed him twice. Anyway, you were the one who accused me of not stepping out of the bathing hut.
Perhaps, but take a little precaution with the tide.
Oof. Here we go, grubs up.
Spam fritter royale for you, Mr. Mackey.
Thank you, Belle.
And a couple of calming teas, extra bromide.
The point is, the police are now going to consider Marsley a suspect in this Argentine's death.
Well, perhaps he is a suspect. A robbery gone wrong.
Oh, come on. He would hardly have had time, and you know it. I think we owe it to Marsley to find him and warn him about the trouble we've dumped him in.
Really, Susan?
Here's my ration card. Please have my tea.
Oh, dear.
She really is struck with him.
In a way, she's right, though.
If Garcia's swollen arm came from defending himself against attack, there would have been no time at all for Marsley to commit the attack. Even supposing he had a motive, and given that there were no other clues to his death...
That's not quite true. I found something else in Garcia's pocket. Something I didn't pass on to the police. Here. I don't know if it's a clue to his death, but it's decidedly strange.
A squared-off sheet of paper. Rather faded. What does that say? Feconicu...
No. F-E-C-O-N-I. Iron, cobalt, nickel. It's a periodic table, a table of the elements.
Why on earth would he be carrying that?
I don't know, but there's a further oddity about the sheet. I'll tell you about it on the way.
On the way where?
Well, there's the name of a printer on the bottom of the sheet. Charles Woolerton and Son, Gray's Inn Road.
Rogue elements, you say? They might as well be rogue elephants. I still wouldn't spot them.
There are normally 107 chemical elements in the periodic table, arranged as a matter of interest by atomic weight. Goodness, this takes me back to Girton.
To the point, Josephine, please. I missed a night's sleep.
Very well. This particular table has 111. The four extra ones are across the top, here, and inserted into rather strange triangles instead of the usual squares.
I see. T-E-A-Q-I-G-A-E. You've no idea what they are?
None at all.
Maybe someone found some new elements.
Well, not so far as I'm aware. Where has that printer disappeared to?
From the edge of this place, probably running off extra copies of the Magna Carta.
Sorry to have kept you. The old mechanism isn't what it was.
The very fine presses.
Actually, I meant my body. But yes... They are fine presses. Not so much work for them these days. Too much of that technology about. Now, you were asking me about a job.
One from some time ago, Mr. Woolerton. Here. Do you remember the client?
Oh, dear. Memory required.
Well, perhaps your son could help.
Son? I've no son.
Oh, I'm sorry, but the name of the company, Woolerton and Son...
I am the son. Let's see. Ah, yes.
It rings a bell.
It certainly does. I was never paid for it.
Never paid by who?
Now, what did they call themselves? The ASGB, that's it.
The ASGB? What is the ASGB when it's out?
You'll be surprised.
I won't. I think I've got it.
Go on, then.
It's the Alchemical Society of Great Britain. Is that right, Mr. Woolerton?
Arthur Bitter.
Thanks. By the way, do you know what time the Seamen's Mission opens?
In need of salvation, are you? Financial salvation, that is.
I beg your pardon?
Not till 8 o'clock, but don't expect them to form an orderly queue.
Really? For the nerve!
Otra ronda! Oh, I'm sorry, madame, I spill your drink.
No, please don't worry about it.
No, excuse me, please, I buy you another
one. It's fine, really.
No, I insist. In Argentine, we have honor.
Argentine? You're from Argentina?
Si. Viva Argentina!
Viva Argentina!
Indeed. Viva Argentina. From Buenos Aires, perhaps?
Si. Buenos Aires. Viva Buenos Aires!
Viva Buenos Aires!
Viva Buenos Aires! might I ask you, do you know a seaman called Jose Antonio Garcia?
Jose Antonio Garcia... No. Jose Antonio Garcia? No. But here, senora, I want to show you something.
Really? What?
Come here, look. Don't be afraid. You are impressed, no?
I am. Can I touch it?
Please.
It's real. It's a real banana.
Un plátano. For you. I give it you as a present.
I should have got it at once from those extra symbols. Terra, aqua, ignis, air.
Earth, water, fire and air.
The four basic elements.
Vital to alchemy. The interesting thing is that this bunch, the ASGB, were headed by the infamous Benedict Malgrave.
Benedict Malgrave?
Self-styled wickedest man in the world. Magician, libertine and general lord of misrule.
Yes, I can remember him from the 30s. Wasn't there a wicker ceremony on Tower Bridge?
And a curse put on the House of Commons, though how you'd know whether it had worked or not. I had a book of his somewhere.
Well, that would be from when you took the alchemy option at Girton.
Oh, very funny.
Malgrave's been rather quiet lately, though, hasn't he?
Oh, he must be in his 70s. Besides which, the war showed the public that sinister meant more than just licentious egomaniacs given to wearing black cloaks.
Ah, here it is. Benedict Malgrave. From the Mouth of the Beast. Chapters on the demon in man, the magic quadrant, bringing about the apocalypse.
Racy stuff.
But where does it get us? All right, so an Argentinian sailor might have had an unlikely connection to a bunch of lunatics.
Given that you wanted to prove that Marsley didn't kill Garcia, I would have thought that was quite germane.
Who's that? Surely the scent of a single banana can't have spread outside these four walls? Put the fruit in the desk drawer. I'll get it.
All right, Josephine. It's decent of you to look for an alternative culprit for Garcia's death.
I suppose it is. But I might have been a bit harsh about your attitude to Marsley.
Yes, you have, as a matter of fact. Though, I suppose I went too far accusing you of collaborating with the police.
Far too far, I'd say.
Only because you're attacking me as a cover-up for your indecision with Bill.
My indecision?
Well, have you told him anything yet?
Ladies.
What? Yes, who was it?
It's Michael Marsley. Miss Dervish, I come bearing an apology and some flowers.
Be fair. He'd gone to some trouble. Susan's card was in her purse. He'd come to give the money back.
Oh, you're as bad as she is. You've been taken in by this hoodlum charmer.
Josephine, you're being very unforgiving. It's not like you. Is there something else on your mind?
What? No. Why should there be?
Sir? Ma'am? Here's the gates.
Yes, and they're open. Drive through to the house, would you?
Well, all right,
Malgrave, it seems, isn't popular even in his own backyard.
And it's quite a backyard. Ooh, this is a mansion. And the grounds look as though they cover half of Essex. I'd no idea he was so well off.
Perhaps there's something in this base metal into gold business after all.
Look, Bill, actually there was something I was going to ask you.
Really? Go ahead.
It's to do with, I mean, given the circumstances, what if you... Oh, good God!
What on earth is that?
I ain't driving no further.
It's a funeral procession.
I feel I'm taking you away from your work.
There's nothing the others can't handle by themselves. Besides, I'm keeping you from yours, which is probably a very good thing. What did you do during the war?
I was at Guadalcanal with MacArthur. You?
France. On my own.
You're a tough cookie.
Is that why you left England? To join up?
Well, even pickpockets have patriotism. Volunteered. Ended up in the 6th Fleet. How do you think I got this tan?
You're a strange character, Mike. Shall we walk through the park?
Sure. But I'm not strange. Well, no more strange than anybody else, anyhow. Knowing something is wrong doesn't necessarily stop you doing it. Kensington Gardens, nannies with prams. That's London at its most typical, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Pickpocketing, you know, it's a talent. I'm not saying it's God-given exactly, but...
You're going to grow old doing it? Living in a seaman's mission?
Oh, I hope not. I want to hit the jackpot sometime. Settle down here. Wife and kids. A quiet English life. Susan, can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
You trust me, don't you? Whatever other feelings I might have, when I say that I had nothing to do with this Garcia's death...
Yes. Yes, of course I do. I've already apologized if we've landed you in any trouble.
I'm capable of doing that myself, thanks. But your colleague, Mrs. Daunt, she's not so certain?
Oh, I think she is, deep down. If not, why would she and Bill travel off to see this crackpot in the country?
Yes. What did you say the crackpot's name was again?
Well, I didn't, but it's Benedict Malgrave. Why?
In case the police pick me up and ask me for the name of the real killer. Can I ask you another question? Do you have a boyfriend?
Do I have a what?
Oh, I wasn't bringing your money back just because I felt you couldn't afford to lose it. I wanted to see you again.
No, I don't.
You're sure?
Mike, I think I'd know.
Right. It's just that you got a man's hair on your coat here on the shoulder.
Really? Let me see.
Own up. There's a dark, handsome lover in your life.
Ah. Oh, no. That must be from Jose Antonio Garcia.
Ah, right. Well, I think we should dispose of the evidence.
No, wait. Don't throw it away. There's something strange about this hair.
Sure, the fact that it's on your coat.
No, look. The hair is dark, all right. Except near the root.
Second religious ceremony in as many days.
Although of a rather different stamp to the seaman's mission, do you think we'll look like alchemists?
So long as the rest of the congregation keeps its eyes on the coffin, we won't be noticed.
Who do you think's in it?
Well, there's one face conspicuously absent from the party.
The host, you mean?
Yes. Although I didn't read of Malgrave's death, and surely it would have been reported.
Now what?
I don't... Goodness. The coffin lid. It's opening.
Oh. Oh. I am here. I am resurrected amongst you.
What sort of trick is this?
Followers, faithful, believe in me.
Amos.
I am the master of darkness. The darkness that will never perish. The darkness that is within men's souls.
Gravimos!
Though I die, I will live on.
He certainly looks pale enough to die at any moment.
Do not doubt. There will be proof. There will be one final wonder. The power to destroy is the greatest power of all. I have that power. Tomorrow, you will see. Remember this. Where the elements meet, where four corners are circled, power will rise from within power. I am the beast.
Gravimos!
It was another stunt, of course. One in particularly bad taste. Although taste has never been Malgrave's strong suit.
And what happened afterwards?
He descended back into the coffin and was carted away. Not much of a chance for small talk.
But what was the point?
Well, I suppose everyone's had a fantasy about being at their own funeral. Malgrave indulged his.
Together with some anti-Christ resurrection nonsense by the sound of it. And his message?
Either more nonsense or particularly cryptic.
Look, I really don't want to poke my nose in.
Then perhaps you shouldn't, Mr. Marsley.
Josephine.
I mean, if this guy is really dangerous, don't you think we should go to the police?
Citing what as evidence, exactly? This is England. It's not against the law to be eccentric. In fact, in certain circles, it's de rigueur.
But if he's planning some grand final stunt, there's something you two should know. Something we came across.
Really? And what's that?
This is a hair Mike found on my coat. It must have caught there when we were bending over Garcia.
What about it?
It's deep black, except near the root, where it's blonde.
And what, pray, is the significance of that?
Well, what sort of men dye their hair?
Don't look at me.
Either those who are vain, or someone who's trying to disguise himself. I think Garcia was in the second category.
So, not an Argentinian seaman, but...
German.
The docks, a fake passport, a sailor no one's heard of.
A Nazi on the run.
Exactly. It's a well-trodden route.
Of course, it may turn out not to be Garcia's hair.
But we can check that at the morgue. In the meantime...
In the meantime, a set of distant alarm bells are starting to ring. Bill, to Printing House Square.
The archive is certainly one of the less glamorous departments of the Times. If Mulgrave is planning any earth-shattering events, we should be safe enough down here. What are you up to?
June 36. You?
Feb 34. Mm. And you're sure you remember?
No, not sure, but...
Wait a minute. Here's something.
Where?
Occultist suspected of multiple murder.
Let me see. Oculist, Bill. Oculist.
Oh, damn this fine print. Why can't they turn the lights up?
It's not murder I'm thinking of. Not directly, anyway. Keep going. There should be a reference.
All right. By the way, Josephine.
Mm-hmm?
Yesterday, when Marsley arrived at the office, you were arguing with Susan about something.
Was I?
Yes, and I seemed to come into it.
Yes, you did. Well, it's, here.
Where?
Here it is. The article I recalled. Benedict Mulgrave arrives in Berlin.
Go on. With my eyes, you'd better read it out.
Mr. Mulgrave, self-styled master of the black arts and known as the Beast, arrived here at the zoo station yesterday.
Well, that's appropriate.
It is thought that he will meet Minister of Information Herr Goebbels and possibly Reichsfuhrer Hitler, whose interest in the occult is well known.
Friends in high places.
And another German connection. The Times, of course, being pro-appeasement, wouldn't be in the least censorious.
But hang on. I think I see what you're getting at. The extensive grounds to Mulgrave's mansion.
A light plane could land there, couldn't it?
A Lancaster bomber could land there. And then they'd shuttle the passengers down to the docks.
No Hitler or Goebbels, of course, but a steady stream of high-ranking officials. It would pay handsomely.
So it wasn't base metal into gold that made Mulgrave his fortune. It was Nazi gold into gold.
Or the equivalent. I think we should get back to the office.
Morgues aren't the easiest places to gain entry to, except by the most obvious method, of course. What I suggest, I'll pretend my brother's gone missing. He was worried about going grey, perhaps committed suicide over
Susan.
It. No, you're right. We'll need something a bit heftier than that.
Susan, can I say something?
All suggestions welcome.
I feel very strongly about you. I want to tell you that now.
I see. Before we're surrounded by corpses, you mean?
We don't have to see any corpses. We don't need to go to the morgue.
Why not?
That's what I want to tell you. I knew Garcia. I didn't kill him, but I knew him.
How?
I met him in Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires? But I thought that's where he was traveling to.
No, he'd just come from there. An unusual route for a Nazi, I know. But that's what he was doing on the quayside. He'd just come off the boat. He was looking for me.
How did you meet him?
We were both exiles. We got to drinking together.
So you were never with the Sixth Fleet?
No, I lied about that. Figured I wasn't too much of a catch as it was.
Go on.
Okay, Garcia, real name Helmut Ratzenberg, looked after the South American end of the smuggling operation. He was on a cut, not a big one, not big enough for him anyway. He asked the boss for a raise. The boss, as Mrs. Dawn no doubt suspects, is Mulgrave.
So he came all the way over here to remonstrate with him?
Susan, have you ever done anything illegal?
Plenty of things, but in wartime.
What if someone offered you a half share and £100,000?
Who would do that?
I would.
You've lost me, Michael.
Come on, Mike, please. I don't have to tell you any of this. I want to. $100,000 was Ratzenberg's estimate of what Malgrave has stashed away. We were going to relieve him of it together. As Mrs. Dawn said, he probably doesn't have that long to live anyway. I could travel here bona fide if steerage. Ratzenberg had to stow away.
But he died before you could put your plan into operation.
The cash, on the other hand, is still there. We just have to locate it.
We? A man has died, Mike. This isn't your game. You're out of your depth.
Then help me swim. I need a partner, Susan. Be that partner.
You're asking me to join you in a crooked enterprise.
I didn't set up the Argentine route, Susan. I'm not smuggling Nazis. Malgrave has no right to that money. Can't you see that?
Power. At his premature funeral, Malgrave kept talking about power, didn't he?
The power to destroy in particular.
Power will rise from within power. Perhaps there's some clues in from the mouth of the beast.
Tomorrow you will see. But that was yesterday. So tomorrow's today. And given his previous history and level of acquaintance, I don't think we can doubt that Malgrave is capable of a dangerous act.
Plus, he's clearly on his last legs. He has nothing to lose and some sort of immortality to gain. Oh, this book is impenetrable. What time is it?
3:50. Fog's closing in again, though.
Oh, think, Josephine, think. Where the four corners are circled.
Where the elements meet. Those would be the base elements, presumably.
Yes, but they meet everywhere. However, if Malgrave is looking to make a splash... A splash? Yes.
Something to do with the sea?
No. Something tells me he'd stage his farewell performance in London.
The Thames, then?
Yes. So there's water. Now, earth.
The riverbed. The banks.
What about a park?
By the Thames? Richmond? Greenwich?
Split the difference.
I don't know. Battersea?
You've got it. The four corners circled are four chimneys belching smoke.
Battersea Power Station.
Fire and air.
But what would Malgrave do at Battersea Power Station?
What wouldn't he? Bill, I hate to think.
I'll take it.
Hello, Daunton Dervish. Mike. No, she's not here. Isn't she with you?
Bill, we have to leave.
Look, Mike, something's up. If you find Susan, meet us at Battersea Power Station as soon as you can. Yes, Battersea Power Station.
Oh, power from within. Power, indeed.
Hello, who's there? Mrs. Dawn? Mr. Mackey? Malgrave? Malgrave?
Oh, yes. And who are you, my friend?
I'm Ratzenberg's partner. You killed him or had him killed.
Ratzenberg is dead?
You know he is. And I want his share of the cash, and I want it all.
It's vast. It's like a cathedral.
And like a cathedral with open doors and mainly empty, which is worrying.
Malgrave probably has an acolyte in the inside. You really think he might be carrying a bomb?
That's the obvious conclusion. This place survived his Nazi friends. Can you imagine the destruction if those chimneys come down?
It would be like the Blitz times 10. Which way?
I'm not sure, but the turbine hall is through here, I should think.
Didn't you hear me, Malgrave? I want £100,000. Stay where you are. I'm coming up there.
I'm not interested in playing a game of tag around the walkways. I am going nowhere, my friend. Or nowhere you would care to follow me.
It's more like a labyrinth than a cathedral. Have we been here before?
Difficult to tell. All these corridors.
Oh, we should have Susan with us. What did Marsley say on the phone?
That they'd become separated in the fog. Sounded a bit unlikely, I have to say.
You see, I knew there was something rum about him. I hope she's all right. Straight ahead.
Come no closer. I am warning you, young man. The job of magician's assistant can be a dangerous one. You may be sawn in half, but not put back together again.
Where's the money, Malgrave? Hmm? Do you keep it at the bank?
Ah, the sound of greed. Music to my ears. You see this little door behind me? Do you know where it leads?
Marsley!
That's all I need.
No, Marsley! Step away! He's carrying a bomb!
Is that right?
I'm certainly carrying something. Cloaks are so useful for concealment, don't you know?
Marsley! Can you hear me?
Who are your friends, by the way? So gratifying to have an audience. I feel truly honored. Particularly as the most spectacular part of the performance will take place outside the building.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you can ditch a girl in the fog, Michael Marsley. And you can run. But you can't run fast enough. Stairs? Stairs.
Malgrave, your Nazi friends caused enough destruction. Don't add to it.
But that was only 2 a penny in physical destruction. Do you expect anything so crude from me?
What's he getting at?
No, I have been planning this moment all my life. The ultimate grand gesture. The apocalyptic finale. The name of Benedict Malgrave shall not be writ on water. You want money, my young friend?
That's what I'm here for.
Very well. Take some.
It's a bag. He's carrying a bag.
Yes.
You're right. I have plenty. And I plan to distribute it in a rather unusual manner.
My God. I think I know what he's going to do.
You do? What?
The turbine hall. Now, where on earth's the way in?
You believe, no doubt, in the ultimate redemption of man in his hidden goodness. I am certain of the opposite. Of his capacity for greed or selfishness, for violence. And I shall demonstrate it.
What is he going to do, Josephine?
That hatchway behind him, it must lead directly into the southeast chimney. It's probably for cleaning and repair. If he opens it while the furnaces are in use, it'll be like drawing a fire. The money from the bag will be sucked in and up.
Have you guessed? You have, haven't you? It will be like a mushroom cloud. A mushroom cloud of banknotes. All my life I have envisaged it. A fortune fluttering from the sky. Can you imagine the avarice, the covetousness that will enter men's hearts when they see it? Oh, they will rush for it. They will fight for it. They will, in all likelihood, kill each other for it.
Malgrave! Move away from the hatch!
Susan!
Did you hear me, Malgrave? Huh? I said move away from the hatch.
I have no idea who you are, young lady. But shouldn't there be an otherwise at the end of that sentence?
Susan, I'm sorry.
Sorry for what, Michael? For giving me the slip in the fog when I declined to team up with you? Or sorry for wanting money taken from murder victims? You know who this money belonged to? You know what happened to them?
Oh, come on. Enough of your piety. Money is money. It's always passed through dirty hands at some point. But when I open this hatch...
Don't do it, Malgrave! You have no idea how strong the updraft will be. It may not just suck in the money.
And what if it doesn't? So much the more spectacular, wouldn't you say?
What's he talking about?
I don't know.
I, too, will be part of the show. This poor, wrecked, dying body will be drawn in and up and up. The final ascension of Benedict Malgrave. A most fitting end, wouldn't you say? Except that I shall be going heavenwards rather than in the other direction.
You don't really mean to do that.
Oh, yes, I do. Watch me. But stand back. It will be a miracle.
Alchemist Malgrave may have been, but his physics was all to Cock. Although, to be fair, he probably hadn't taken into account that there was a shortage of coal in the furnace.
Enough, however, to bring him to a fiery end. The sight of him plunging down towards it...
Gruesome, I'm sure. Appropriate, though. And no doubt the £100,000 made a neat little conflagration around him. Bill, are you all right there?
Just stowing the bagpipes on top of the wardrobe.
What?
Lowland Aunt Josephine. Only kidding.
I hope this is a wise move.
Of course it is, Josephine. You know it is.
And as for Marsley... Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, I feel stupid. I should never have been taken in by him.
I wouldn't blame yourself, Susan. I think he cared for you.
But he cared for hitting the jackpot more. In any event, it doesn't matter. He's heading back to New York now. I'll just have to forget all about him, won't I?
Ah, everything's shipshape. Josephine, thank you.
Well, it'll be an adventure.
The start of a new era. And to celebrate...
The banana. It's in the desk drawer.
You know, I've been thinking about that banana...
Me too. Haven't stopped.
If Malgrave didn't kill Ratzenberg...
Susan, is that important now?
Well, it is, rather. He came over here stowed in the hold of a banana boat. The swollen arm...
Yes.
I think he was bitten by a tarantula.
A tarantula?
Why not? That's where they come from. That's where they live.
Very well. But he was a Nazi anyway, so there's no reason to stand on ceremony.
Bill, leave the drawer. You don't understand.
There were no tarantulas on the banana when you brought it here.
Perhaps. But they lay eggs.
What? You're telling me we've got a banana in a desk drawer and possibly a baby tarantula as well?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Oh, dear.
But what are the odds? We could take a chance, couldn't we? Couldn't we?
In the final episode of Daunt and Dervish, Josephine Daunt was played by Anna Massey and Susan Dervish by Frances Barber. Bill Mackie by Sean Scanlon, Benedict Malgrave by Geoffrey Baildon, and Mike Marzipan Marsley by Nathan Osgood. Woolerton, Thomas Wheatley, Beryl, Elizabeth Bell, the barman, Kim Wall, and the Argentine sailor, Harry Myers. Daunt and Dervish was written by Guy Meredith from an original idea by Anna Massey and Imelda Staunton. The director was Colin Guthrie.